Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Lost lambs, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand, he's the daddy, son of Sam, and hey, they found the Lord of Pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, rug burn, demon bird, doom heard, me and Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? For we are on our way, God just back, give our praise today. That's the Akamai way.
Welcome. Welcome. And you are welcome to the show.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, gosh, sorry.
Could you not?
Too late. Oh, you're talking about the uke?
Yeah.
You just wait back.
Why do I look
you
like...
You wait about 3 seconds.
Why do I look like rice pudding today? Because I'm knackered, I think. Why?
I should have stayed at home, cause I was always better alone. But when you said hello, I knew it was the end of it all. If I had been a friend, am I falling in love? Let's do this properly.
Oh, good.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Boom, boom. Cause I was always better alone. But when you said hello, I know it was the end of it all. I should have stayed at home. You told me to learn this song. I'm not falling in love with the one who can break my heart. It's
okay.
An easy bond tonight. It's an easy bond tonight.
Well, I thought it was easy bond, but that's just a glimmer there. That's not actual bond.
Well, James, where? Yeah, that's a glimmer. We had that yesterday.
Yeah, that's just an easy glimmer. Bond. I can always check it by just putting my head in the way. Look.
Oh, it's an easy bond.
Easy bond, easy bond. Is it? Oh, is it there in your cardigan?
Here he is. Hello, Zardoz. I've never seen Zardoz. Let's make him big tonight. Let's have a big bond. Welcome. You're so welcome to the show.
Can I make him stand on my finger? Yeah, look, like a bird.
You may do anything you want. He's 90. Elder abuse. The elder abuse. Go on, make him sit on your finger.
I was being Snow White.
Oh, okay. You make him sit on your finger.
Anyway, that was a lot of fun.
Spallet says, Ian, you're on Mandy later, just in case you didn't know you was in it. I didn't know I was in it. Thank you so much.
Ian. Again?
Welcome to the show. We've not watched that one yet. I've not watched it. I won't watch it. I don't like watching myself anymore. Welcome to the show. We are both tired.
Yeah, overtired. Properly overtired.
I had to go to London for the first time. I think, when did we stop going to London? Was it February or was it March?
March, I think.
And I had to go to London, not into central London, I had to go to, but the way I went, I basically drove to where Old worked, old work.
Yeah.
I had to go around there. And it took ages to get in. It was busy. And they've done a thing with the cycle lanes. They've put barriers up
right
along the cycle lanes, which is crazy because you used to be able to drive in the cycle lanes after 7 p.m.
Mm.
That was my little cheat.
Yeah.
So did that, and I was interviewed about some TV for a Channel 5 series when classic TV goes badly wrong.
when classic TV...
But the emphasis on badly, not just a slightly awry, as a lot of the clips were.
Do you know what?
Just a bit.
They're really nice
screwy.
People, actually. It's the first sort of filming I've done. I've done two bits of filming since COVID-19 was invented by Dominic Cummings. I'm going to call it the Cummings flu now. It's Cummings for you all. Cummings flu. So it's the second. I've done two bits of filming since Cummings flu was invented in a laboratory in Dominic Cummings's butt. And the first one was done in my house, and they dropped off a camera and stuff, and I had to set up the camera, and I had to set up a green screen and lights, and I had someone on Zoom on the phone telling me. Anyway.
Gosh.
And this was in an actual place, and I got there very early, and I parked, and I texted them saying, I'm here, but I'm quite happy to sit in my car for an hour. I've got, you know, stuff to read.
I'd rather not speak to you.
But no, they went and desanitized my dressing room.
Not desanitized, surely. Sanitized.
They sanitized it.
They decontaminated it.
That's it.
Who'd been in it before? Do you know?
They wouldn't tell me anyone else's name.
Oh.
Which I thought was weird. And then I went in the studio. It's one of those things where you've seen loads of clips of TV and they ask you to talk about it. But no one came near me. The guy that was interviewing me was sat 6 foot away, but behind a Perspex screen.
Okay, a spit screen. Did they put makeup on you? No.
No.
They're going to do that in post.
Do that in fact.
They'll put one of those nice filters on, like the Kardashians
have.
Do
like an IG filter or something.
Yeah, beautiful.
People asking if they can call us. Yeah, you can call us. Let's open up the Skype. And I did it, and they were very nice. And normally with these things, they book you, and then they keep pushing it at the time. But this, they said, oh, well, can we just do one more, and then we'll let you go? And I was like...
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because they need to be absolutely precise. I expect they've got you all waiting.
Yeah, next person was coming in.
Hello?
Hello,
it's Elliot Giles, 1234.
Ah, oh, Elliot Giles, 1234. My favourite of the 1234 family.
Yes, thanks.
You're welcome, I mean it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I heard that you don't like the coronavirus being mentioned. What's it called again?
The Cummings virus. It was invented by Dominic Cummings in a laboratory. And do you know where that laboratory is, Elliot?
No, I don't know.
It's up his butt. It's up Dominic Cummings' butt.
Oh.
Yes.
But yeah, that's very nice, yes.
He's humouring you.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, yeah. Elliot, is a very spooky show, right? First, we've got a guest on. Exactly. Do that again.
Ooh.
We've got a guest, Josh Barry, who isn't spooky. He's coming on at 10. But maybe he might have a spooky story. We don't know.
I bet he has.
Okay. Can I tell you guys a spooky story?
Actually happen to you?
Yes.
Can you do that? Yes. Can you do that? I don't know whether it doesn't work. Can you do that ooh noise one more time, please?
Ooh.
Thank you. You can tell us a spooky story then.
Okay, so one time I was staying at my friend's house. And
it turned out your friend had died 10 years that exact day.
No. I said to my friend... I feel like something's watching me. He says, nah, you're being paranoid, mate. I'm like, are you sure? He's like, come on, mate, get back on the game.
Get back on the game? What? Oh, the video game. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, every time I keep on putting the controller down, and I'll be like walking around thinking, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And then one time...
Whoa.
And that's the end of the story.
That's the end of the story?
No.
Here we go. There's more.
It carried on. All right. Here's the thing. All right, I'll be quiet. Go on.
So I went to go to bed. Obviously, I went to go to sleep. And I literally saw someone walk past me.
And was it your friend's mum?
No. Because all of them were asleep.
Was it your friend's dad?
No.
Was it your friend's uncle?
No.
Then it had to be...
Your friend's auntie?
No. A ghost. That's the science.
Yeah. So it's great to call you again.
It's great to talk to you, Elliot.
I've just, like, called you, and I can I just like.
Go on, say it. Say it. Go on. Say it. Say it. Go on.
So, how was London?
London was very busy, sir.
Oh, you sound like wordy.
London was very busy, sir.
Sorry.
London was very busy, sir. There were lots of people there.
Is he trying to be funny?
London was very busy, sir. London was very busy, sir.
Ooh.
Kathy, we're doing voices. Oh, hang on. We're doing voices that you can't hear, right? So, but
when you watch it back, you're gonna love it.
Let Kath play with some voices. Hang on a second. Here we go. Right,
London was very busy, sir. Over. London.
This is rubbish. Don't say they're rubbish, because I paid £6.80 to have these for 3 months.
Well, these are cack.
Here we go. All right.
London was very busy.
I think one time I would love to do a FaceTime call.
Okay, bye.
We've all got dreams.
Right.
What?
I'm about to turn on. Oh. Hang on. I'm about to turn on a voice effect called Echo, right? I want you. Don't tell me. When I did this with my kids, I want you to shout the first word that they said when I did this specific effect. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. This is called Echo.
Echo.
Of course they did. Kids always say Echo. Echo.
Oh, that reminds me of, I don't like this fish. It has no relevance to the surroundings.
But why does it make you, I want to play a game?
Oh.
I want to play a game. Do you want to play a game? Do you want to play a game? If you do, then play with me. I'm a police bat.
Ooh.
Ce c'est bon. Madame, monsieur, vous allez à l'honneur.
Oh, oui, je voudrais des petits pois avec du poisson.
Oh, pardonnez-moi. Il y a le croque-monsieur.
Oh.
Pour madame.
Et pour monsieur.
Oh non, excuse me. I was talking to the gentleman. We only have a croc, monsieur. Madame?
Oh là là, mais c'est trop drôle.
And scene. Totally improvised.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello. I've had my Facebook account hacked at the weekend. Then it's been hacked again. And what it is, it's hacked by... I have every sympathy for Vietnam and what happened, but not for the arsehole, the scumbags that keep hacking my page. It's Vietnamese scarfists hack my Facebook page, lock it. They demote me, so I'm still an admin. I'm not admin, but I'm like, they can't boot me out, but I'm the lowest person you can be on a Facebook page. So I have no control over it. Then they lock the page so it can only be seen in Vietnam, can't be seen anywhere else. And then they have live streams where they sell scarves. It is...
But why? Why do they need to sell them in such a weird way? I mean, that's a lot of effort to go to sell scarves in Vietnam.
Does anyone know? It's really annoying. And they booted me out of the weekend and I got back in and now they've done it again. And I'm really hot. And it's just, I'm that close to just... jacking off.
What? No, don't do that. That's against the TOS.
Can someone tell me, Stream Deck people, why...
Oh, my flies are right undone.
Why is it having a... I live on my own. It just saves time. Bit hot. It saves time. Can someone tell me why all of my Stream Deck... And don't... But here's the thing I hate, right? I really hate this. And there are people in this chat now that do this, right? So if you've done this, I'm talking to you, right? When I ask a specific question on Twitter, right, and it's quite often about tech, and it's a really specific question, Catherine.
They Google it.
Well, no, they don't.
They send you the Google link.
They don't even do that. What I ask a specific question, right, about a tech issue.
A specific question.
And people will say, have you Googled it? Right. Yeah. I've Googled it, right? I've tried everything I can. Twitter is
He's asked Jeeves, he's binged it.
Twitter is not my first port of call for technical advice.
Yeah.
Right? It's not where I go, oh, I've got a real problem with this Stream Deck device. I suppose I could Google it and see if it's... Or, no, I'll just ask Twitter. Right? So anyone that does that, anyone that says, try Googling it, I just block them, right? And then the other thing is, people go... well, I've not actually got that problem, but what you could try is this. No. I don't have that system, but it sounds like it could be this. So have you tried this? Again, if I'm asking on Twitter, I've tried all of the obvious stuff. When I ask a specific tech question, right, I only want you to answer if you've experienced that same specific tech problem, or you're the developer of the thing I'm asking the question about and you know the answer. Don't guess. Don't guess. Right? I can guess. I've spent hours guessing. Don't guess. It really annoys me.
Also, you don't have to answer.
No.
That's just a general rule for Twitter and indeed this. You don't have to answer.
So if anyone knows why Stream Deck, it's not saved any of the... This thing is going to be more pain in the butt cheeks than it's worth. Let's just have a Stream Deck. Let me open it up. Because it's all there, but look, it won't... That is trying to retrieve scenes. So is this not connected? I would never say that to annoy anyone that has a tech problem on Twitter. You do it the most, Katie! We haven't got the bells.
What the hell? Give me the bell.
You're one of the prime suspects in this crime. So if I go to... hang on a minute. TechStream. Wheel of Fortune. What does this do? If I press this... Absolutely nothing. Right, okay. Nothing at all.
Well, that's good to know.
Play credit, empty jar, show media. Well, and I wonder if this is it. I'm wondering if this is somehow connected to the Facebook people. Because like every sensible internet user, I have the same password for everything. Mm. Hang on a minute. So Streamlab, play or stop it, a Stream Deck. No. Soundboard, no. Stream Deck, no. Streamlabs. Play Streamlabs OBS. Here we go. Here we go. Scene. Oh, it drag. Right, here we go. Scene. If you want to replace, I want to replace this. New pre-show film. No. Ian close up. And then if I, right, and then we call that one Ian. I did all this last week.
I know, but I love the fact you're doing it live now. I think everyone appreciates
it. Well, I hope they bloody will. I really hope they do.
I'm sure some of them will tell us.
It doesn't work.
Do you have to press enter? Do you have to press? Oh, no, I know what the difference is.
What?
Go back on that. Now, right, now do it.
It doesn't work. If I go there, that doesn't work. Why is that? Somehow, my Stream Deck is not connected to my... Are you using... I nearly read that out, Tom. Are you using the latest version of Netscape Navigator? For goodness sake. But that should work now. Ian close up. That should be that scene. Let's just try that. So we go there. It's not doing it. Can you tell we haven't got any content for tonight?
I've got loads of content.
Oh.
I've got 3 copies of Chatter's Fate.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I've read these before. I'm pretty sure they've used this picture before. And I probably can check it.
But why does that not... Hang on, let's go to settings. Brightness, software versions. Check for update. We're going to update the software. You're up to date. Ian Lee. Here we go. Something's happening. It won't work.
Oh, no. This one's stuck to the envelope.
What? I'm not in DOS. Honestly, we're going to do the show. I'm going to leave this to one side. But I want you to know I am not enjoying any of this. Turn it off and turn it on again. I mean, it's an option, isn't it? It's... I'm not enjoying... Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh.
No. But my son has played around with this.
Blame the child.
Doesn't work.
That worked.
Yeah, that works, but that's like the...
Try again. Maybe it wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready.
Hmm.
I will not be enjoying any part of tonight's stream as a direct result. And I want you to know as well that when this stream ends, I am going to be sitting here fiddling about. Why is that? I got to uninstall it and install it again, haven't I? Hello, caller. Some show tonight.
Right.
Some show tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong?
Yeah.
Do you want to ban someone?
No.
Because we can.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm itching. I'm always itching to ban. But at this point, I'm okay.
I might do a test stream. I'll probably do it on Saturday, actually. But again, it's what it is.
It'll be something simps.
It'll be something. It'll be uninstalling and it'll be something simps. But here's that. Hang on a minute. If I just give me one more thing, one more chance. One more chance.
Oh, Thunderponds.
What has he said?
Rein him, Kath. Why is this happening?
Rein him in. This is not entertainment.
Oh, well, there's an answer to that.
Unable to fetch account.
Yeah, why?
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, well, I'll just take some names. I'll get you after.
Voice mod. So what we're going to do is we're going to close. So voice mod is closed. And then that doesn't work.
How queer.
Matty, can we ban Thunderponts, please? Done it. You can type it if you need to.
Oh, Oh, right, okay.
The past messages thing isn't working. Oh, okay, right, so there's a glitch in Twitch.
Oh, isn't there just...
And now I press this and it will go close up, but it won't go close. Look, it won't even play Macca.
Gosh, there must be something wrong if Macca's down.
But it, do you know what? I'm so anxious about this now. It doesn't matter. I'll sort it out at the weekend. It'll be a nice little project. But I'm just...
It'll be something really simple.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be plugged in?
That's to go into a computer, so it's absolutely nothing to do with it.
All right, just checking.
Thank you.
Thought I'd ask the question.
Thank you. It's going to take a little while just to get us going tonight. But boy, oh boy, when we get going.
Yeah.
When we get going. So, yeah, I went to London. You could just move in closer to the camera. I could do that. Yes, I know. It probably makes sense.
We're going to do manual close-ups today.
Yeah, we could do that. That's an option. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very welcome. You can Skype us, TLNA, from anywhere in the world. We will take your calls about anything. But tonight, there's something in the air. There's a spooky vibe out there. And I want your spooky stories.
Yeah.
I want your spooky stories. I want to know ghost stories, UFO stories, anything like that. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Elliot, you've been on.
I will ask you a quick question.
Go on then, quick.
Okay. So, quick question. If you was in, because I want to start something like you're doing, because I like watching yours, but I want to do mine in a different style. What would you give me any advice?
Just be yourself.
Okay.
That's it. Be yourself. It took me 20 years to work it out. That is really, really simple. Be yourself. Don't copy. You know, steal bits from people. You're young enough to steal bits and play around with them and see what the clothes feel like yeah. on you. But be yourself. Find your own true voice.
I'll never steal anything off you guys. Cause
steal it. We're the best. If you're going to steal from the best. And we are the best.
Yeah. And so, another quick question.
You said it was one question, dude.
Okay.
Go on, quick.
Oh, go on.
Okay. So, if you had a superpower, and this is for both of you, what would you do?
I go back in time and probably call tonight's show off. Thank you very much indeed, Elliot. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number.
I'd be able to zap people, like an actual real-life banhammer.
Oh.
What?
If you want to zap...
What is this? No, 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 no. We're not playing this game today.
If you want to zap people, I've got tens machines.
No. I'd have to strap it to everyone in the chat.
Is there a way, right? There's got to be a way. Because let me just show it. I'm going to get it out. Let me show it to the boys and girls, right? So this is a tens machine, right? I've got two of them. So there's one each. You know, I can't really say what I was going to say. All right. Is there a way I can connect this to our bodies and connect it to... The Twitch. So if someone gives, for example, 10,000 bits, Kath gets zapped. And if someone gives, I don't know, like 30,000 bits, 40,000, 50,000 bits, I get zapped.
Oh.
Is there a way of, there is a way to do it. They do it on adult websites when they tip money. Okay, yeah, we got that.
Sure they do. Just especially for you.
Just bear in mind, you've got young people in the chat. But yes, there is. So there has to be a way of doing it with tens machines. Because this is where the money is pain. This is where the money is. Is that a tech support question? It could be. This is where the money is in you administering pain to us.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to close the stream deck.
Just forget about that. Just forget about it. Let's go old school.
But that's it. I'm really anxious and... whoa! 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 Who's gifted 50 subs?
What the?
Who's gifted 50 subs? Who's gifted 50 subs?
What the hell?
Namaste.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
B-A-P-T. Namaste. Namaste. 50 subs. That works out... £5,000. I don't know what that is, but that's ridiculous.
Can I zap you for that?
No, 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 no. Because you go first. BAPT. Who are you, mysterious denominator? Who are you? That's
Well Jen.
Can I sing them a song?
I think you should.
They deserve a song.
They can't take them back, can they?
Oh, God, no.
Sing then.
No refunds, by the way, guys. No refunds. I should have stayed at home, because I was always better alone. But when you said hello, I know it was the end of it all. I should have stayed at home, because I was always better alone. Am I falling in love with the one that will break my heart? Yabba-dabba-doobity-bum-ba-dum-ba-bum ba-dum. Yabba-dabba-dabba-da-bum. I should have stayed at home. I was always better alone. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
Whose name is B-A underscore P-T.
B-A-P-T.
Bapt.
B-A-P-T. B-A-P-T. P-A-P-T. B-A-P-T. 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 Thanking thee. Thanking thee. Thanks. Thanks for the bits, Katie.
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it?
So I love that. Dua Lipa's brilliant. I was going to say I love that song. Not I love that Dua Lipa. She's brilliant. That whole album, I've not heard the pre... I think she had one, maybe two albums before. But it's a real joy.
There's banger after banger.
I'm just talking about her music. But she's great. I like her a lot. It's Mike the personal trainer, by the way.
Thank you.
It's Mike the personal trainer, by the way.
Woo-hoo!
It's Mike the personal trainer. Mike the personal trainer. It's Mike the personal trainer.
It's nice to get something out of that guy without having to drop and give him 20.
I'll drop and give him my all. It's Mike the personal trainer, by the way. It's Mike the personal trainer, by the way.
Okay.
It's Mike the personal trainer, and he is the dad of Meghan Trainor. It's Mike the personal trainer anyway.
Yee-haw.
You know it is.
It really is.
I've just seen her face. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me. I want a whole world to see we've met. La da 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 da. Had it been, I've just dropped the beat now. We da bum bit dum ba di da ba da yum bum 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 ba da ba yum bum 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 ba da ba da dum. La da da. Catherine Boyle.
Yeah.
Boyle, your name is Boyle, and I'm a spoily.
No.
Of you.
How do you ban people manually?
Slash ban.
Okay.
Space, their name. Who are you banning?
Slash ban.
Slash ban. Wallet, what a picture.
And then what? Then their name.
No, you don't need that slash.
Yeah.
Space.
Yep.
No, you don't need that slash.
Yep.
Space.
Yep.
Then their name.
Okay.
Thank you, BAPT. That's very, very kind. Thank you. Very, very kind. I hope you're not drunk. No refunds. No refunds on this channel. I'll say goodbye.
Oh, no. Come on, enough. I thought we were doing a shy magnet. Are we going to do a spooky theme?
But I haven't got any effects or any music or anything.
Oh. Okay. Well, what about if you do the spooky effects on one of your instruments?
Okay, yeah, sure. It's spooky time, it's spooky time. We're all going to hear a spooky story
two. I'm going to throw it to the chat.
She's going to throw it to the chat, going to throw it to the chat. It's a spooky time with the chat, Catherine Boyle, and the spooky time chat, chat, chat. Spooky, spooky, spooky. Ooh, she died 10 years ago today.
Right. So the choices are, and could you put this up as a poll, please?
I'm going to put it up as a poll for Catherine Boyle. Yeah. Oh, get off me. By the way, if you've got a spooky story, then... call in and tell us, please. And you are speaking to someone who has genuinely seen a UFO.
Yeah.
I've genuinely seen a UFO. That has happened. Right. So a poll.
I just moved again without move without. I'm going to go back here. Oh, it's happening again.
It's because the floor's on the slope. What would you like to hear from Spooky Catherine?
All right, here we go. Right, here's what we've got on the... Let's go to July and August.
Just, okay, I don't want the months.
All right. We can either have Groped by a Ghost.
Groped by a Ghost. And that is not on. Even back in the day. Okay, we go, oh yeah, Spooky Me Too. But actually, it wasn't appropriate back then either.
No, out of order. Groped by a Ghost. There's a unicorn.
I bet it's the ghost of a famous dead groper.
Poss. Unicorn in my garden.
There is a unicorn. Can I play you a song from YouTube? In a minute. Do this.
Or a mysterious voice made me a singing sensation. Mysterious voice.
Mysterious.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right, we're going to give 5 minutes on that.
And then we'll have a little think about it. And then
content doesn't meet guidelines, so we're going to put... Okay, so I bet it's the groped. So we're going to go...
Touched up.
No, I'm going to go... You know it's groped, right?
Goosed.
There we go. So we got that.
Rim.
While that song... Can I play a song that I heard, right... I was seven, so I had it 40 years ago, right? On, I think, it was when we just got a video recorder. I was seven or eight, right? We just got a video recorder.
Yep.
And my mum or dad, taped the Clive James show.
Right.
And there was a song on there, right? And at this age of eight, it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did it start with Hello James?
No.
Oh.
And it was on. I watched it on the Sunday morning, and then got the minibus. It wasn't a minibus. They actually hired a bus, but then got the bus to Sunday school. It might have been the minibus actually. Maybe it was Wednesday Club. I don't know. Got the bus, and me and my friend Orlando Kelly.
Great name.
We're talking about this. I hadn't heard that song for 40 years. Mm-hmm. I looked it up on YouTube about 6 months ago. I remembered it exactly.
Straight away, right.
Turns out it's a big hit in Germany.
Oh.
So can I play it for you while we're waiting for the poll to take place? And Goose by a Ghost is really taking the lead.
I mean, of course it is.
What I need you to do, Catherine, is to look away while I type in the search. Otherwise, it kind of gives away... Okay, so we're going to play... Actually, we're just... okay, right. So...
Can I look again?
This is a song...
Can I?
...that I heard... Yeah, but don't look at the screen. Look at that screen. You can look. And I remember this word for word. I'm going to play it now, all right? And I apologise in advance.
Der desværre ikke mere den, fordi vi har prøvet at blive berømt i udlandet. Det skal danskere jo på et eller andet tidspunkt. Og vi har også forsøgt. Vi har været i Sverige og i Tyskland.
Hang on, stop. Don't look, because this is a live version. Stop. Go away. It's Danish. This is Danish. It's not German. I apologise. Here we go. Hang on. Don't look. All right. But I think they're all live, so we're going to go with this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Mine damer og herrer, det er på tide, at Tykke Dure siger tak for i dag. Det har som sædvanligt været en meget stor fornøjelse at være. Og vi kan slutte med et nummer, der hedder There is a dog shit in my garden. Det handler om en lille lort i en have, og det går nogenlunde sådan her.
Imagine 7-year-old me singing this.
There is a dog shit in my garden. When I cut the grass,
the dog shit is no longer in my garden.
Okay.
It is sitting on my foot sole.
Smells like a doggy's ass. But that is not the smell of Elizabeth Arden. You can have Winnie cookies and a strawberry. But there's nothing as bad as a doggy shit.
I've never heard that song. I've never heard that song in my life. Why have I heard that?
I heard that at the age of seven. And me and all, and I've never, and I just popped into my head about 6 months ago, and oh, and I knew it perfectly. Particularly that line about you can have women cookies and a strawberry, but there is nothing as bad as a doggy's. Mm. And I remembered it perfectly, and it's just the best.
Flipping heck.
It's that Sam song, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if the Clive James clip is there. Pete and the tapes. If you've got, there we go. No, this one. This
the
one.
The question's raised.
I used to love this.
It's when the world was a lot bigger and we didn't really know. I wonder if it is on here because I'd love to see the clip again. I remember that like the name came up in like a sort of circle. I don't think it is. No, these are. No. Okay. All right.
Wow, well, that's a thing.
So there's a song, guys. You just type that into YouTube and that'll pop up and you'll have a lot of fun with that. Okay, Goosed by a Ghost.
It's streaking ahead, 62%. Unicorn in My Garden, 21%. Mysterious Voice, 17%.
You can have women, cookies and a strawberry.
I don't get. Ba-da-ba-da-bum-bum. I don't get what that means.
I don't know what it means either. I don't know what it means.
What's on the tape says, what are you looking for? Sorry. We're looking for Clive James listening to that song by, is it what, Shubi Dua?
It's some Danish group. I don't know.
I've got itchy nose.
Means you're going to get a surprise.
Woo!
Amy Transgender's evening has been ruined. You are welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Our job here is done.
Groped by a ghost. It's going to be groped by a ghost, isn't it? Except if you know Chat is Fate, it won't be anything to do with that. It'll be something else.
While we're waiting for the vote to be finalised, let's say a big hello to our sponsors, SommersWasteSolutions.com. By the way, if you get into contact with any of these sponsors, mention TLNA. Mention that you heard them on TLNA. They, who knows, they might even... I'm not saying they will! No one has.
I don't even know what that is, but I would say they probably won't.
If you mention it to Somers Waste, there is a chance you might win a Bob the Cat T-shirt. Bob the Cat T-shirt. They're going to put everyone that approaches them and mention, hey, by the way, I heard about you from TLNA. They'll put you in a draw and you can win an exclusive Bob the Cat T-shirt. It really is as simple as that. You know, all of your waste needs are covered. If you're like a big company, if you are a tiny company, if you're a medium company, for crying out loud, get in touch with them and they might be able to help you. Large companies, as we know, spend fortunes on waste and they need to be green and seem to be doing the right thing. An SWS can help with a complete site analysis and benchmark to ensure best value. That is done free of charge. Yeah. They will do a complete site analysis free of charge. Get it for free. And the savings can be huge. It's all about saving money and saving the planet. And also, you know, the big 20-foot containers, like they're full of crap. That can cost over £1,000 to be emptied. And Somers can kind of save you cash everywhere. So even if you just want to have a chat and you decide, maybe we won't go with those guys. Even if you just want to have a chat, I would thoroughly recommend you speak to the Somers team, James and Mark. For they are the brothers Somers.
Yes.
And they will be able to help you. Harsh. We do difficult maths and stuff. Here's the thing, been sent so many logos for HF Singh & Co Limited, Chartered Accountants, but they're all really good. I thought we'd just get loads of crap, like hand-drawn. Yeah. They're all really good. We've had another load, and I'll load them up later on. He's an accountant. What can I tell you? What do you want to know about accountants? He'll do your tax.
He's a nice fella.
He's a good lad.
And he will not break the law.
Experience in the audit of small, medium and large companies, also undertakes group consolidations and prepares accounts for small businesses and partnerships. Getting an accountant is a big old deal, right? And I've been ripped off by an accountant. I wouldn't recommend an accountant to you if I thought there was anything dodgy. Harsh is one of the good guys. I've had the great pleasure of meeting him a few times. There was a brief period in my life when I went to a gym. He was in the same gym as me.
I remember.
He was in the gym. It was Harsh in the gym. I wouldn't recommend him if I thought he was a dodgepot. We wouldn't. It's just not our thing. Follow him on Twitter, HFSingCo, or send him an email, harsh@hfsingandco.uk. harsh@hfsingandco.uk. Poseidon Safety Management. There's Use the Dog. We can't show... Well, is it?
He's undercover at the moment.
He's undercover, so we can't reveal his true identity. But Poseidon Safety Management, man guarding, guard dogs, mobile patrols, based in Devon and Cornwall. Their whole idea is just, you know, giving back and making the place a little bit safer and a little bit tidier and a little bit cleaner and a little bit friendly. They are on Twitter as Poseidon Safe. They are on Facebook as Poseidon Safety. It's a real human touch. If you're in the area, you can phone them up. You can have a little chat. If you're not in the area, you can phone them up and have a little chat.
They've also got this thing called Radar Vision.
Radar Vision.
It's like a way of monitoring your property, but you don't need any internet.
Yep.
Or power, so it could be, you know, middle of a field or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Devon and Cornwall have got specific kind of rural needs.
Lot
you know.
Of fields.
So they're pretty good as well. But yeah, as you were saying, they're nice fellas and ladies and dogs, and they'll look after your stuff for you.
Well worth having a chat. Thank you. If you want to be a sponsor of the show and get adverts done, some are very silly, some are very straight, latenightalternative@gmail.com. What you get is you get 3 mentions a show. These shows stay up on Twitch for 30 days. After 48 hours, they get uploaded to YouTube, where they stay forever.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also get a mention in the Daily Best Of podcast for the time that you are sponsoring us. And we'll do, I'll do 1 or 2 tweets a week from my Twitter account that's got 104,000 followers. And I'm more than happy to do that. It is cheaper than you think. It is hundreds. It's in the lower hundreds. Not thousands.
Yeah.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number.
Something very spooky about this Goosed by a Ghost story.
Yeah, go on. Hang on a second. Go
Doesn't
on.
Exist. I see it here.
Let me have
it's
a
It's not
look.
In there.
You talk to this caller while I look for groped by a ghost with a grudge.
Look, you go on cover stories.
Good evening, Ian.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me find this. You talk. I'm going to find this.
I just thought I'd give you a call and kick off the night with a bit of a spooky story for you.
Give it.
Right. It's a little bit 2 parts, and it's from a few years ago. I had recently moved to Southampton, and I was playing around with some friends of mine in their house, and we were a little bit into ghosts and stuff along like that anyway. And we're having a bit of a chat, and we all thought there's something a bit strange going on. And we all started feeling the air again a little bit heavy. And all of a sudden, my friend started screaming at me. And I'm staring, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? She said, all of a sudden, she said, there was this weird moment, she said, where your face completely changed. And you looked like somebody completely different, and a voice came out of your mouth that's saying, this isn't the last you've seen of me.
Oh, my! Right?
But, right, the night goes on a bit, and everything goes back to normal, all right? However, I was living in a house share at the time, and I go home, and it's come up towards midnight, and I'm falling asleep. And just to set the scene, my bed's kind of in a little alcove, and next to me is a little desk area, and I got my alarm clock and everything on it so I can see the time and everything. Yeah. I fall asleep and I end up having a sleep paralysis episode, if you've ever had one.
I have.
No, because I don't believe it exists.
They exist. I've had them.
By the way, sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, okay.
I've just found the story quite quickly that Catherine, the trained journalist, couldn't find in a magazine. Apologies. Carry on.
No worries. That's fine. So anyway, I've never had one in my life before. All right. And I wake up and I can't move, and there's this black figure.
All right, mate. Listen. This is not a racist. This is not talk radio. We're not with a black figure. Sorry,
a black mist-shaped figure with glowing red eyes. All right, and I am petrified. I am bricking it, and I can't move. I can't do anything. Now I know that paralysis episodes can cause hallucinations, but in the moment, I'm not thinking that. I'm just thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die. So anyway, eventually, I managed to actually croak, go away.
Can you recreate it? Can you recreate it for us, the croak?
Go away!
Thank you.
That was a croak.
Yeah, so literally, but you know when your neck just stands out slightly and you could just feel the muscles getting right up? It's like that. So anyway, it stops and I fall back asleep. Now, remember, I could see my clock. I wake up literally 10 minutes later.
He said clock.
All right? Mm-hmm. Now, the weird thing is, I was covered with my duvet at the time. I can remember it because my eyes are open. I can see it, but I can't move. When I wake back up, my duvet's on the other side of the room. Yeah, exactly. What the F? And I've had a few other weird experiences, but that by far is the scariest experience I've ever had.
So let's go back a bit. What did you say to you? Was it your partner? You said something.
No, it was two of my friends. Just to give a bit of a backstory, my girlfriend is going to go nuts at this because she's been bugging me to call for ages because she's got me into the show.
Oh, so. Well, thank you. What's your name, by the way?
Oh, my name's Dale. I'm Darkness Dreams in your chat.
Darkness Dreams. We're going to call you Darkness. We'll keep calling you Darkness Dreams. I like that.
I used to be a streamer. I'm trying to get back into it, but I haven't for a while. So, So going back, what happened was I hadn't long moved down yet. I'd had a bit of a rough time. I moved from Wales, as you can probably tell. Mm-hmm. Massive breakup there. Moved down here. Had a couple of fling eps. She's just poking her head around the door, poking her tongue out. Right, so a couple of...
Hurry up. Sounds like you've got something good planned.
Oh, if only. I'd been seeing this girl for a couple of weeks anyway down here, and we'd split up, and she was a bit spiritual, and I dabble in that area as well.
Yeah.
And it always felt like there was a bit of a black miasma around her a little bit. They used to pick up a bit. You know,
hang on one second. Do you mind if I have a quick production meeting with Catherine? Is that okay?
You carry on, mate.
You probably won't hear us. You're probably going to mute the mics.
Absolutely fine.
I don't know what a miasma is.
Well, you know, like a sort of a swirling vortex.
Like swirling vortex?
Yeah, kind of that kind of vibe.
Why didn't you say swirling vortex then?
Because miasma is a lovely word.
But I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means now.
Well, I think it means that anyway. Right. Just nod and smile.
Let's go back. Sorry about that, Darkness. We just had to mute the mics for a second. We're back now. So there was a miasma swirling vortex around.
That's wompy feeling, you know, when you're around somebody that feels quite negative a lot.
Yes, I do. I do know that feeling. Yeah. I do. It can be really draining, can't it, on your creativity?
Ever so much. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second.
Yeah?
I'm the negative one.
I've got mental health issues. I'm actually quite positive considering my mental health issues. I've been suicidal in the past. So actually...
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. So actually, the fact I'm still alive shows I'm the more positive of the two. I beat mental health. I'm a survivor. I'm not a fighter. I am a lover. I'm not a quitter. Carry on, Darkness.
That's okay, mate. You carry on. I don't mind. But this is fun. I was actually really nervous calling. It's actually quite enjoyable.
And then you realise it's just a couple of idiots.
Just two idiots.
Do you know what? You know, I've been meaning to say, do you know what? I was going to email this in, but I'll just say it very quickly. The one thing that's wonderful about the two of you and the way you've started is you haven't had the same opportunity as other streamers where you start off small and build and build and build. You've just been thrown in the deep end. And in all fairness, you're swimming.
Into the miasma.
Yeah, into the miasma.
Go on, I'm sorry. Catherine's being rude, and I will mute her. So tell us the rest of your story, please, Dee Dee.
Yeah, no. So anyway, it was a bit of a. The thing I felt was like my friends and that were a bit more into the spiritual than I was at the time. And they always said they felt like there's something around her a bit wrong. So the night that this happened was the night we'd split up. Look, and we'd gone back to their house, and we'd sat there. And this is when we felt this weird dark. Like almost presence come in, and that's when she said, all of a sudden, we're just chatting and we acknowledged it, and all of a sudden she said, my face just changed into someone else's, and a voice came out my mouth saying, this isn't the last of me you've seen, or words to that effect. Yeah.
Wow.
But she literally screamed at me.
Can I ask, is there a chance that maybe you're nuts?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not this
honest answer.
In all fairness, let's face it, a lot of these things people say and see can be explained with like temporarily insanity, hallucinations, anything along those lines. If you're in a state of heightened emotion, of course there's a chance that your brain's going to play tricks on you.
Yeah.
The only reason I thought it might be interesting to tell the story is because it wasn't just me who witnessed it. And that's the only reason I think maybe there was something in it, because my friends were involved and they were quite level-headed. So
yeah.
But there's always a chance that they were just making it up, or, you know.
Yep.
Do you know what?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you know what, though, Darkness Dreams? I don't care. It's a belting story.
Darkness, nice to talk to you. Thank you for being such a good sport. And, no worries. And let us know when you're streaming and we'll come and raid you one.
Yeah.
If you fancy, I'm happy to do that.
If you see me on, by all means do so. I'll be happy to take the guys from chat.
Thank you. No worries. Thank you very much indeed. There we go. Nice guy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.